I'm here to talk about today is one of our committees called Grannies for Peace. And it's one of my favorite groups. So I'm very glad to talk about it. Grannies are a bit less threatening than some of the other groups, but I say that's quite deceptive because we're very strong. And that's because we're motivated by love, and that's what this action is all about, because every Valentine's Day we have an event dedicated to love, not just personal love, but love that goes beyond each of us individually to our communities and the world.
So what are you planning for this Valentine's Day?
This Valentine's Day, we're going to be assembling at the corner of Wolf Road and Central Avenue from 4:30 to 5:30. And our theme this year is love, not bombs, end the war on Yemen and the genocide and starvation and cholera epidemic, and stop supplying Saudi Arabia with bombs, armaments, and intelligence.
And why did Grannies for Peace choose the Saudi war on Yemen as the focal point this Valentine's Day?
Well, we wanted to acknowledge that it is a war led by Saudi Arabia, but the bombs that are falling on the people of Yemen are United States bombs. And all the armaments that are there are supplied by the United States. And our bombs have been responsible for deaths at funerals, at weddings, at marketplaces. And our U.S. bombs even bombed a school bus, killing dozens of children. So we want the armaments to stop. And it's really our bombs that are doing the killing. And right as we're speaking today, there is legislation being brought up in the House of Representatives to pass a resolution to do not sell any more armaments to Saudi Arabia and end the war in Yemen.
And this seems like such a huge problem. There's so much money involved and such major corporate and government players. What can the individual American do about this?
Well, as I just said, calls can be made to your representatives today because the House of Representatives is introducing a resolution which they think they're going to pass. And actually, in the last session in the Senate, controlled by Republicans, they passed a resolution to not sell any more armaments to Saudi Arabia. And a bit of that is the reaction to the very blatant murder of the journalist who was working for the Washington Post and this administration's absolute inability to acknowledge that that happened. So we do think that there is a chance to make this happen. And the way there's also many other issues in addition to just the bombs. Because of the intense bombing that's occurred, the food supply has totally been disrupted. And there's mass malnutrition and starvation in Yemen. And I will just give you the latest figure on starvation of children. And I think most people that read newspapers saw a photo of this child suffering from extreme malnutrition, and she died of starvation. 85,000 children have died of starvation already in Yemen. And this is 2019, right? And this is something that we're all aware of. If we are aware of such an atrocity, we need to stop it. And there are 14 million people are suffering from extreme malnutrition and could be facing starvation. to make this even more horrible, humanitarian aid was delivered to one of the ports in Yemen. And there was supposed to be an agreement on a ceasefire. But the ceasefire did not occur, and the bombs have continued, so that it is not safe to transport the humanitarian aid of grain to the people that are starving. So that delivery of grain is now rotting in a port in Yemen, while people are going to face death from not having food.
Well, that's an amazing story there. I think people are aware of the fighting in Yemen on a certain level, and I think they're available. They may be aware of the suffering on the ground amongst civilians. I'm not sure how widespread the knowledge is that it's American armaments that are causing the problem.
Yeah, it's been, well, although our president has bragged about the wonderful money deal that he got, and that is a difficult thing for Americans to oppose when there's money to be made. However, this is an issue and a time, I think, when we really could get action to end this. And so every day that goes by, there are more deaths. And in addition, there is, I think the statistic is, 29 million people in Yemen do not have access to clean water or sanitation. And that's because of the bombing. And that has resulted in an incredible epidemic of cholera. In fact, the World Health Organization says that this is the largest epidemic of cholera that has ever been reported since records were kept on the disease of cholera. And there's a million people infected and 10,000 new cases every day. The World Trade Association says this is the most severe humanitarian crisis in the world at this moment.
So what can people, or how can people, find out more about Women Against War and the Project Grannies for Peace, and especially your annual Valentine's Day vigil?
Well, what I would, first of all, extend an invitation to people to come to our event 4:30 out in the cold, and we will be at the corner of Wolf Road and Central Avenue, and we have many, many, many banners, which love, not bombs, end the killing of children in Yemen, end genocide in Yemen, end endless war. And so we welcome people to join us. And our hope in terms of doing this at a very heavy trafficked area is that we may build some awareness, because Yemen is a long way away. It's a long way away from our individual lives and our individual comfort. But it is a disaster, and our country shares responsibility for it. Therefore, we must do something. And we're doing this, actually, in the thought of Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is the holiday of love. Well, we're celebrating not only personal love for our children and grandchildren and families, but a concern and love for children of the world. And specifically, we're focusing on the disaster in Yemen.